Like most any country, Britain has its share of crime, murder, robberies, rape. But Wednesday's rampage by suspected gunman Derek Byrd shocked the nation. Speaking before Parliament a day after the killings, Home Secretary Theresa May said a full investigation is underway.
More than 100 detectives have been assigned to the task. Their investigation will look into Derek Byrd's history, his access to firearms, and the motivations for his actions.
During a three-hour shooting spree, the suspected gunman turned on former colleagues, acquaintances, and total strangers as he drove through the towns and villages of coastal Cumbria, one of Britain's most picturesque areas. Byrd's body was later found in a densely wooded area nearby. Police say he shot himself. Byrd, a 52-year-old taxi driver, was described by colleagues and neighbors as a normal, friendly, but quiet person, someone who enjoyed having a beer with colleagues at the local pub. Police say they recovered a shotgun and a .22-caliber rifle with a telescopic sight. Byrd had a license to own such firearms. Even though Britain has very tight gun control laws, there are some calls to tighten them further. Home Secretary Theresa May said that issues should be discussed after the police investigation is completed.
Undoubtedly, yesterday's killings will prompt a debate about our country's gun laws. That is understandable, and indeed it is right and proper. But it would be wrong to react before we know the full facts.
The rampage in Cumbria is the worst such incident since 1996, when a gunman walked into a school in the town of Dunblane in Scotland and killed 17 people. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.